It is Chris and the crew on 94. Good morning.
And there we go. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. Your number one music station. Chris has the rest of the morning off. It is Joe and Marissa this morning. Marissa, I was just saying off air, is there that holiday story in your family that becomes family lore? Really quickly becomes family lore. I want to hear your messy, chaotic holiday stories this hour. So in my family, and it's that one story that every family likes to tell. The one story that every family repeats every holiday season. In my family, every year, my parents love to retell the story. I think I was too young to actively remember it. I must have been. In fact, I know for a fact I was. The one story that every family likes to retell, mine is my mom's aunt decided one year she got mad at my dad. My mom's aunt got mad at my dad because he wanted to watch the end of the football game. I want to say on Thanksgiving. Before sitting down to eat dinner. And my mom had cooked dinner. And my aunt said, that's it. And took the mashed potatoes and the turkey and threw them in the air.
Oh, my gosh.
And then walked out of the house. And didn't come back.
What did you guys...
I think my mom said that she just cried and made, like, my mom, like, probably made whatever, did whatever she had to do, basically.
It's like when they go to the Chinese restaurant at the end of the Christmas story.
Yeah, I think
the dogs
it was kind of like,
them.
Well, it's kind of like, whatever I have to make now to get through the holiday. But I am convinced every family has kind of one of those things, one of those moments. What are those chaotic stories in your family? So this hour, we're going to hear from them, kind of air them out, grieve with them. 609-243-9778 is our phone number. Call us now. Let us know the chaotic moments. Good morning. It's cool. Oh, my God. Did you hear that? My voice.
It's too early.
It's too early.
Good morning.
I know, but my voice is, oh, my God. That's exactly the thing my friends make fun of me for when I'm out with them. Good morning. It is Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST, your number one music station. I am Joe. That is Marissa. Chris has the rest of the morning off. She'll be back with us after the holiday break full time again. So we're talking this hour about the holiday lore in your family, the one holiday moment that every family, that your family loves to repeat. Because when you get together this week, it seems like inevitably you all gather around and there's a something that happened 20 Christmases ago that everyone loves to retell that story. So we're telling those stories because I'm fascinated by them. My family, it was one Christmas. It must have been a Thanksgiving, actually. The Thanksgiving where my mom's aunt, so my great aunt, threw this mashed potatoes and the stuffing and this turkey onto the ceiling. Of course, this thing doesn't work. You know, I'm giving a lot of behind the scenes here. I wish this mic stayed still. See this thing? You see how it's wobbling?
We work in radio.
Marissa's like, stay on topic, Joe.
I'm like, come on.
So get to the point. And so that's become lore, is the Christmas or the Thanksgiving where Aunt Catherine threw the mashed potatoes and on the ceiling. Marissa, you said yours involved football, right?
Yeah, so every Thanksgiving my family would, well, the guys of the family would go and play a Thanksgiving football game. And I was little at the time, but I was always really mad that I couldn't go.
Yeah, why can't I go?
Yeah, my mom would be like, help me set up the table. And I'd be like, no, I want to go and play football, but I couldn't. But I was glad that I didn't, because one year my uncle tackles my brother and breaks his ankle.
Isn't this supposed to be touch football?
Usually, but they get rough.
Okay.
So they get too competitive. So maybe he pushed him too hard. I really don't know the details, but broke his ankle on Thanksgiving. So we were the statistic of people getting injured on Thanksgiving.
And going to the ER. That's a great place to not be on a holiday. Holiday break kicking off now, so she'll be back with us shortly after the start of the new year. So, Marissa, the biggest food trends are expected out now from Food and Wine. They've shared them with us for next year. Number one on this list, apparently fiber to the max.
Really?
We're focusing on fiber next year as a society, yes. 2025 was the year that everyone seemed to be eating their body weight in grams of protein every day.
I was going to say protein, yep.
And that shows no signs of slowing down. Fiber is going to be the latest to join that transition. And it's connected to everyone being on GLP-1s because it's going to help them fit as much fiber as possible into a dish. That's on the rise. Brands are going to be into sensory maximalism by using ingredients that crack, pop, and melt in your mouth to deliver heightened texture, aroma, and multi-sensory appeal next year.
Pop Rocks did that first.
Pop Rocks had it first, and I guess in 2026, it's going to be about that. Let's see, a few more here. This one I find just icky. which actually I like it. I just am surprised about it, I guess. Cabbage is all the rage next year. Cauliflower had a moment at one point this year. Next year it's going to be cabbage. It's going to be the kitchen MVP. Yeah, how you feel about that?
I'm not really a big cabbage person. I'll just stick with lettuce.
They say there have been 100% jump in searches for cabbage dumplings and cabbage Alfredo.
Cabbage dumplings, though?
That sounds really good,
yeah.
All right, the final one on this list, which I'm very excited for. From eating in restaurants alone to solo dining, it's increased 52% since 2021. And that's expected to continue next year with single-serve packages of ramen treats. More people are expected to be enjoying meals by themselves. Communal foods like pizza and wings are being reimagined in personal sizes.
I love that.
I do too. I love you. I don't know that you know this about me. I love to go out to eat alone.
Yeah, I can't blame you. It's peaceful.
Now, I will say, I always put the asterisk with it that I'm a guy. So it's easier for me to go out and eat alone. Like as a girl, I can sit at a bar, whatever, and not be weirded out by the whole thing. I think it's a little bit different when you're a girl.
Yeah, I don't think I could go out and eat alone just because I feel like I would feel strange. I want to be able to, so maybe next year I will be able to, but I feel like it'd be so strange to just go out and sit there and be like, okay.
Not at all judging.
In the Cruise Daily Scoop.
All right, Olivia Rodrigo, it sounds like she's back on the market. They say that her and her longtime boyfriend, Lewis Partridge, have officially split the duo degree, worked together for about 2 years. Olivia was at Lily Allen's party, and she got emotional when she was talking about it. Her friends, they say, have rallied around her, but they say it's been really tough. She's really, really sad. You know what I hear, Marissa?
A new album?
That's what I hear when I see these headlines. I'm like, check! Can't wait to hear all the ways he wronged her in an album. I just hope it happens sooner rather than later because it's been a while since we got music from her. It was the same thing with I Love Tate McRae's Tit for Tat. And I was like, yep, I liked it when she split with the Kid Laroi.
I was just saying that it's been a while since we've seen a Olivia Rodrigo album.
It has been. I mean, they said she was back in the studio, but I wonder if this will might affect the timeline on that. I'm absolutely here for that. James Vanderbeek says his weight loss is not cancer related. Everyone's been watching. He's been doing a bit of a media tour again. And he's clarified that his recent weight loss was caused by illness and not related to his cancer diagnosis. He's undergoing treatment, but noted that he's feeling stronger while continuing to act. A good reminder, though. He said he encouraged anyone over the age of 45 to get screened to get tested. Guy's been certainly going through it. All right, I'm gonna say this in a certain way, so we all pick up what I'm throwing down here. Santa is spending more than ever per child this year in this economy. Are you surprised by this?
No, not really.
The average is up 13% from last year. Do you know, what would you guess the average Santa spends on a kid?
Ooh, 500.
Wow, Marissa is very close. It's about $521.
Woohoo!
Obviously with the support of some elves and stuff.
I was going to say, materials, it costs a lot.
Yeah, the material, I mean, that's really, he probably is a little cheaper for labor these days. Those doing the holiday shopping for kids, and I guess, grandparents and stuff, this all collectively goes into it. The average kid will have about a $521 holiday. That's pretty steep. More than half of adults say they don't save for it year-round. 58% of adults, by the way, say they'll go into debt over holiday costs. It's not worth it. It's never worth it. That's what we always say. There you go. The scoop. Choreography to that song, by the way, that I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's a whole dance.
No, but now I expect you to. I don't want you to show it to me. I just want you to learn it and then do it.
There's that Netflix holiday movie with Jennifer Coolidge that I watch every year. It's a gay one. It's called Jingle All the Way. Single All the Way. Of course, not Jingle All the Way. My God, my brain is foggy. It's called Single All the Way. There's a whole dance that the guy does with his nieces. It's like I still haven't learned the Fate of Ophelia dance either. The land, the sea.
I know the man-child one.
Okay, that one's a little more direct, right?
Yeah.
But the land, the sea, I still don't learn. It's been out for months. Anyway, good morning. It is a slightly off the rails already. Chris and the crew this morning. I am Joe. That is Marissa. Chris is the holiday break kicking off. She'll be back with us at the start of the new year fully. We do have some recorded stuff with Chris coming up, like our 12 wishes of Christmas coming around 8:30 this morning. So the big holiday gift you get every year that you're unconventionally excited for. One thing you know you're getting every year that you pretend is a gift. Marissa, what is it for you?
My AAA card.
My parents, the exact same thing. In a box, is it wrapped? The gold card, it's wrapped.
No, actually, it's not even as exciting. They'll hand it to me. No, it's not even on Christmas. They go, here you go, Merry Christmas.
But it's around this time of year.
It's around this time.
Because it's for the following year,
and
right?
And they say, this is one of your Christmas gifts. They tell me that straight up.
Yeah, my mom wants the credit. So they'll wrap it and they'll put it like... Okay, you know, but oh my God, it's my AAA card. How'd you know I wanted this? Sometimes it'll come with like something random, like a jumper cable. And like, I'll look at my mom and be like, well, why? The two things defeat each other. If I have the AAA card, I'm only going to ever call them when I have trouble.
Knock on wood, I've only ever used that card to help other people, never for myself.
Really?
Yeah. No. I've actually
used it here. Like, we've had vehicle issues in the building, and I've been like, oh, that van's got a flat tire. I'll call, pretend, like, I'll be AAA today.
But I feel so cool doing it, being like, you need a tow? I got AAA.
It's funny, because there was somebody we don't know had an issue, it looked like, in the parking lot here, and Marissa was like, not helping that stranger. I watched you do that.
Yeah, it's true. Because why would I? My AAA is for myself. My close friends and family. A stranger?
But if it's the gold card, I think it's like unlimited lockout.
No, I think you get five.
Oh, okay. How many lockouts are you planning this year?
I don't plan them, but you never know.
And now that it's December, you could be more giving with them.
That's my holiday spirit.
Yeah, it's like, well, I got them here. And it does come in handy it is really a gift for others. But every year, it's under the tree. It's the same thing. I think a lot of people get like socks and underwear and stuff.
Love new socks.
You love a new Christmas pair of socks. Actually, every Christmas, like once I found out that my boyfriend loves he has a massive collection of holiday socks, like loves them. Once I found that out, I was like, well, that makes holiday shopping a little easier. There's always a guaranteed something that way.
I'll do other socks. Okay. I have like ketchup socks and I have other themes, but I don't have holiday.
You have like Heinz socks?
Yeah,
like,
I do. I like ketchup.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting. All right. What is the holiday gift that you're unconventionally excited for that, you know, maybe it's your number one hit music station? I am Joe. That is Marissa. Together this morning, we make up Chris and the crew. I have to make a confession. I wasn't going to offer all this behind the scenes drama. The mic I'm on today here at the station, I'm going to tell them. It's a funky mic. For some reason, it's a weirder one compared to the rest of them here in the studio. And I started trying to fix it myself. Bad idea. Our guy Tom's going to yell at me because I tried to fix it myself and now it's going to fall over in the middle of break. So if you hear a loud kablunk, I know that I am safe, but know that my mic is broken. And I made it top heavy. Anyway.
If anyone asks, I wasn't here to witness any of that.
A lot of behind the scenes that literally nobody cares about. We're talking about the weird, the holiday gifts that are unconventional that you actually look forward to every single year. Marissa and I both were like, oh. Our AAA memberships are coming soon. Thank God. Every year. Like, now, the difference is your parents hand it to you. My parents wrap it and have forever wrapped it like in a box.
I was going to say, do they do it in a box or do they do a really tight, just the card itself unwrap it?
No, I'm pretty sure my mom puts it like in a box or like in a stocking at this point. Which makes sense. We got an app chat in Doylestown from Rye who said, I always look forward to razor blade cartridge replacements because they're so expensive. That is expensive.
I do like a new razor.
Yeah, a new razor? Like, somebody told me. I'm going to tread lightly on who this person was. Somebody told me that their adultish being a 19, 20-year-old child, asked for a manscaping device for Christmas from their parents, and I was like, that's one of those things that you don't ask
your parents
for. You just order it yourself, I would imagine. But yeah, the weird Marissa said socks as well. Socks are a big one. I do
also like getting any kind of skincare, things that I would buy myself throughout the year, but for this one month I don't have to.
January is a good month because it's a lot of like my mom taught me this, and she's right about this. ShopRite gift cards go a long way. People love a grocery store gift card this time of year. I have a teacher friend who said that was his holiday bonus this year. He was like, the school principal was like, really? That's what you guys want? And they're like, yeah, have you seen the price of groceries? Like, that's a hot gift. Because you don't have to think about it. In fact, this year I did Christmas shopping with Amazon gift cards I had gotten from Christmas last year. I forgot about. I just never loaded into my Amazon account.
It's also, going to the food store, it's more than just food. You get shampoo. You get... Body wash. You get a bunch of other things. You can get makeup.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Good morning.
It's 94.5 PST's 12 Wishes of Christmas.
Day number 10. Oh, we have so loved doing this. We are doing the 12 Wishes of Christmas along with Shady Brook Farm and the Fleming Family Foundation, the most generous people that we know. They're helping us grant these wishes of local families that are having a tough time right now. So we're going to try to make their holidays a little better. So today's nomination comes from Gloucester County in New Jersey. It says, "Hi, Chris and the crew. This nomination is for a mother who's facing one of the most frightening and overwhelming chapters of her life. She desperately needs help this Christmas. She's a disabled mother of four children, two of whom also have disabilities. Just after the holidays, she's scheduled to undergo major back surgery. It's a procedure that's already taken her out of the workforce. She can no longer work, and her world has been turned upside down.
Earlier this year, her husband left her and took the family's entire savings account. Not long after that, her car was totaled in an accident caused by an uninsured driver, which left this mother with no transportation, and she has no family to lean on and very little support. But she's been trying to survive on her own.
This woman, who was always a helper and spent years working in a quality control plant in the Navy Yard in Philadelphia, is now in need. She took pride in providing for her family and doing things the right way, but now she's facing shutoff notices, struggling to pay her mortgage and going without food. She's applied for assistance, but the fear of letting her children down weighs heavily on her every single day while she clears the paperwork hurdles.
As you can imagine, this Christmas season feels very impossible for her. So a holiday wish could be truly life-changing. It would help put food on the table, keep the lights on, and provide gifts for her children. Gifts she desperately wants to give, but simply can't afford. The family doesn't need extravagance. They need hope. They need stability, and they need to know they are not alone. Thank you for considering this family for a holiday wish.
They need the lights kept on. This is amazing.
Yeah.
So $2,500 is going directly to this family. Hopefully they can dig out a little bit so it's not so stressful. And hopefully they can have a nice holiday season together with food on their table and maybe just a few gifts under the tree. So thank you so much to Shady Brook Farm, the Fleming Family Foundation, for helping us grant these wishes. We'll do another one tomorrow morning at this time on 94.5 PST.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
We start with tragic news that broke over the weekend. James Ransone, we know him, he was in The Wires where I discovered him. It was discovered on Friday that he had passed away. He had taken his own life. He and his wife were doing fundraisers as well for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Just tragic. Obviously, if you or someone you know is struggling with any of that, the Suicide National Prevention Hotline available. Just three digits, 988 is the number to call for that. Olivia Rodrigo had been in a relationship for over 2 years with Lewis Partridge, and it sounds like it's over. She was apparently seen getting very emotional about it at Lily Allen's holiday party over the weekend, over the past weekend. They say she's been in support of a lot of friends around her, but you know what that means, Marissa?
New album.
You know, the reports, when they first started dating, if you'll remember, like they said that the two were inseparable at the time. So that's...
I know she was kind of in studio working on a new album. I wonder if it's going to turn into a very different kind of album now.
It might be one of those things where you can tell which tracks were pre-breakup and which tracks were post-breakup. But I live for that. I live for that. Oh, okay. So on Saturday, a bunch of crowds gathered to pay their final respects in Washington, D.C. to something. Do you know what they gathered to? Lincoln Memorial to pay their respects to the penny. They held a funeral for the penny. it was held by a financial platform. It encouraged attendees to bring their own penny, adding that it wasn't retirement, it was murder. The penny had been in production, obviously, for, 230 years? Oh, that gives me joy. The people had nothing better to do. I wish I had that much time on Saturday.
I'm going to
go to a funeral for a penny.
Today, you weren't there?
I was there, actually.
Oh,
at the Penny funeral? Today is the day you should do your Christmas food shopping. Since Christmas is on a Thursday, it makes it sense to go ahead. But you should get the turkey and all that ready in the fridge no later basically than today. If you're buying a frozen one, make sure you have time to give it a thaw and stuff. But today is the day you should be doing all that holiday-themed grocery shopping. Okay. I'm going to give a little bit of spoiler here. I've been holding on to this story for almost a month because it's the one thing I took away from Wicked for Good. And I said about a month after the movie comes out, I'll remember to tell you guys about it. And it's been literally sitting here at my desk and it's got a weird phrase. It says Elphaba opens up about her, doing it cardigan on in Wicked. So spoiler alert, that's why I held on to this for a month. In the movie, Elphaba has a romance scene, if you will, where she goes to do adult things. And she explained in an interview that the original plan was for her to be wearing her hat, her coat, and her cape going into the bedroom scene where she starts doing it. And she said, if she was in a space of her own, wouldn't she feel comfortable to do that? So in the scene, this is her way of explaining it. She takes off her cape and then puts on this weird cardigan, and everyone's like, why'd she put on a cardigan to do it? And she said, we had an opportunity to kind of see her green head to toe, and obviously you couldn't see her fully. It is a family-friendly movie. So that is why she wore the cardigan. Apparently, it was Cynthia Erivo's choice to do that. There you go. There's Scoop. Chris and the crew on your number one music station, 94.5 PST. I'm Joe. That is Marissa. Together this morning, we make up Chris and the crew without Chris, of course, right?
So we're just the crew.
We're just the crew this morning. Chris, the holiday break started today. She'll be back with us early next year. So science is telling us the 2025's most annoying songs. SeatPick, the ticket resale app, apparently did it. Now, they used popular tracks from 2025 and then put them through the annoyingness index. They created it based on factors like repetition and harmonic dullness. Based on their data, they said there was a tie this year between Sugar Talking and Tears by Sabrina Carpenter. You know this hook here? It's the most annoying song of the year.
I like anything Sabrina Carpenter does.
They're very basic, though. They're very basic riffs in that. Like, they're not. But, and I don't mean that negatively, actually. I mean that, like, of course they are. Pop music is meant to be pretty basic. We were remarking off air about how the radio edit on that's kind of strange, right? If you know the real song, you're like, she's saying, at the thought of you.
Well, also, there's not even a word that they replaced there. Because a lot of times they'll replace a word. They just kind of took a break. They just kind of took the word out.
Like an unnecessary break. Yeah. That's the choice
they
made.
She's talking about tears and crying.
And then all the other references. Anyway, number two on the list, I took this one personally, is from Lady Gaga. I think that's that bad.
I don't think so.
They say that, according to the data, it's a combo of the ultra repetitive hooks and the harmonic sameness that are to blame in both of those songs. Other ones in the top 10 that we might know, Just Keep Watching from Tate McRae. Azizam from Ed Sheeran is number 8 on that list.
I kind of forgot that song existed. Wow.
You and me both. They say that any song that really repeats the or la's also don't help their cases for being super annoying as well. All right, there you go.